The world around us is not a completely safe place. Hopefully you know this. Level of personal safety and survival you'll have in large part, frankly, depends on you. Truthfully, it's not as challenging as you might be thinking. Being aware, being prepared, being alert can make the difference between preventing something really bad from happening to you versus having to respond in some sort of directionless panic or maybe even fall prey to a dangerous situation. The next guest is here to provide you with the tactics you need to understand to increase your personal safety as well as your well-being. He's a retired Marine captain, also conducted and managed clandestine operations around the world for the CIA. His new book, Look Twice, Your Guide to Staying Safe in an Unsafe World, Tim Beard. Thanks for being here today, Tim.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you having me on.
Website, we do have it on our homepage, too, timbeardauthor.com. Learn more about Look Twice, and more importantly, get a copy. Because, Tim, what you bring to a quick forefront and understanding is we have the ability to control our well-being, our safety, and it's just a matter of looking at something else other than the screen of our smartphone as we're transgressing through the world on our day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. And I want to mention also, I retired from CIA. I was in the Marines first and CIA second, so I didn't want to mislead somebody by saying the wrong thing there. But the thing was, yes, it comes down to being aware and being in the moment. One of the things I did with this book, Look Twice, Your Guide to Staying Safe in an Unsafe World, I developed three volumes. We'll focus on the first one here. What I wanted to do is I wanted to take a look at all the lessons that I learned from my experiences around the globe over the course of my career and boil them down for just regular, everyday people, stuff that they could do in this increasingly dangerous world that they could use to keep they and their loved ones safe. And a lot of it comes back to planning, as the stuff you've touched on. Comes back to awareness and being in the moment. You touched on something that was great, and it's easy to do. First piece of advice, take your head out of your cell phone. When you're exposed on the street, it's a very simple thing, but it's amazingly hard for a lot of folks to execute that. If you're walking down the street, you're exposed. You are exposed to a potential adversary who may not have your best interests at heart. You have just taken away some of your senses by immersing yourself and staring at your cell phone. Somebody can come right up next to you. They have proximity to you, and they can do what they want, and you won't recognize until it's too late. Same thing with headphones or earbuds. You got to take them off when you're exposed and out on the street. Because if you don't, then what happens is you've given up your sense of hearing, and somebody can come right up to you. Could you imagine playing football or basketball while you're staring at your phone or you're wearing headphones?
Well, you'll have a long hospital stay.
Wouldn't work very well. So be aware and be in the moment. If you need to use your cell phone, because that's a fact of life these days, go into a location where I'll term it a hard point. And I define some of it. I don't use a lot of terms in the book, but there are some I define. A hard point is basically a place where you're safer. For example, you're separated physically from somebody who is a potential adversary. You're not walking down the street. You're in a hospital. You're in a local police precinct. You're in a commercial enterprise, a store, a shopping mall where there's a lot of people around, where you're not isolated and alone, where you can call for help, and where you're somewhat removed, possibly not even observable if you're inside a coffee shop in the back. Somebody on the street can't see you. That's generally a hard point. That's a place where you can use your phone. Pop into a coffee shop. Pop into a grocery store. Go use your phone in there, but not when you're on the street. Those are just a couple quick tips off the top of my head.
I think it's very important to note, too, that a person does not need to hide or go out of circulation for safety. We all have to be a part of the world. We all have to have a life and to live. And, again, personal experience on my part, doing what I do and been doing for a lot of years, I know it's shocking to believe, but not everyone has found my work to be stellar and something they approve of. So I've gotten threats over the time. And what I learned real fast was get out of routines, times you go to a place, paths you go to a place, to vary the routine to make it more difficult or frustrate the person who might want to get at you.
Chris, that's great advice. Everybody makes patterns. Everybody. The thing is, you need to be aware of your patterns. That means, what time do you get up? When do you go to sleep? When do you eat? Do you go out to brunch every Sunday morning with your friends at the same place? That's a great place for somebody, if they know what we call your pattern of life, that's a great place for them to pick you up. Especially, and this applies to some of your audience. Say, for example, they have a partner or former spouse, somebody like that, where they're trying, you know, former boyfriend, girlfriend, and they don't want to be found because that person knows, hey, every Friday night they're at, you know, the local comedy club. They're going to be able to pick them up there, and that could lead to an altercation. It could lead to, oh, I just want to talk. Well, sometimes that degrades from there, as we all know. So changing your patterns, even if it's by, for example, the time you go to work, maybe change it by 15 minutes. Go to work 15 minutes early one day. Go to work 10 minutes late another day. Just a little bit. I can tell you from having been involved in the things I've been involved in over my career, when I'm standing someplace watching something, it is very unnerving when you're, this is from, we'll call it from the criminal's perspective or the adversary's perspective. If they're watching you and they're someplace that they're not really supposed to be and they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing, it starts to feel like a 1,000-pound weight on your shoulders when you're doing that. Obviously, I was doing stuff for the U.S. government. But you think that everyone's looking at you. You start to feel very uneasy. And 15 minutes when you're in that situation is a long time. So if you change your pattern just a few minutes or change where you go to, you're going to throw people off. You make yourself into a much harder target. And a lot of times the adversaries will look for soft targets. They may just move to somebody else.
Or Tim Beard in his book, Look Twice, Your Guide to Staying Safe in an Unsafe World, timbeardauthor.com. The website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned about going into a place to make use of your cell phone, get out of Dodge, get back into a level of safety. How important is it to know, if something starts to happen, how to get out of a place? Because not always the way you came in is not always going to be the way you're going to be able to get back out.
Sure. Very, very true. If you're in a coffee shop, for example, most of those places, especially if it's a local one, you want to learn about the places that you tend to go to in your neighborhood. You're obviously going to learn about your place of work. You spend a lot of time there. You should know where the exits are. You should know a lot about that. Your home, you need to know what's, and this is what we call a baseline. You need to have a baseline for what's normal around the outside of your home. Hey, that guy, yeah, he's always down the street there, or that car's parked there all the time. Sure, that's just a friend of so-and-so, that brown car, we see that all the time. That's normal. But then when you see a car outside and there's two guys in there and you look out your window an hour later and they're still sitting there and they seem to be paying a lot of attention about your place, that's a sign that deviates from what's normal, from your baseline. It warrants further investigation. You want to know what's normal when you go to the shopping mall. Is it normal to see people doing this kind of activity? If it's not, it may be time to leave now. You want to mitigate risk. That's a major theme of my book series, is you mitigate risk by getting ahead of stuff. You plan. Plans fall apart. Was it Mike Tyson used to say, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right.
That's true. But the thing is, at least you have a plan, something to deviate. You can go back to your plan. You may have to deviate from it, but you at least have an idea of what you're going to do. There's something we talk about, and I talk about in the books. Everyone has basically, I'll call it a hard drive in their brain, where you write stuff to it. So if you've never thought about something that you don't want to think about, like workplace violence, for example, you haven't written anything to that hard drive in your brain. You want to think through stuff when things are calm. You want to think through stuff before you have an adrenaline dump in your body, which can lead to poor decision-making and confused thoughts. That's just physiology. You want to think about, hey, what happens if something goes wrong at work? DHS teaches run, hide, fight. I talk about it in the book. That's a basic thing you can do. If you're at work and something goes wrong, there's some kind of a situation where you need to leave because it's escalating to violence, You want to know where you're going to run to. Think about it before it happens. Can you get out of the building? Where are you going to run to? Down the street? To a business? Is that business open all the time, or are they closed on Sundays and you happen to be at work doing overtime? You need to think about things like that. Know where you're going to go and make sure you're out of observation and that also you're protected. I just got to say this in this modern world. You're protected from the effects of gunfire, which is an all too frequent occurrence. So you want to be behind not drywall. You want to be behind a building, behind very thick concrete. Cars don't stop bullets real well unless you're hiding behind the wheels, not the tires, the wheels. Car, unlike the movies, bullets go right through car doors. People don't realize that either. But the second piece for your workplace, we talk about hiding. Most people, when they're a kid, they play hide and seek. Well, as an adult, with real serious terms, if you're in your place of work, you need to have 3, 4, 5 really good hiding places that you can go to, that you pick when your mind is clear and everything's calm. So you know if you can't leave because something's happening, where can you go and hide? You've already got a couple places picked out. That's just smart. It's planning. You may have to adjust, but it gives you something you're writing to that hard drive in your brain. And the final thing, if you get cornered and whoever the adversary is comes in and starts doing their thing, you may have to fight. Most people don't want to do that. Some people aren't very, they're not going to be very good at that. But fight like your life depends on it because it does. That's just a quick thumbnail sketch of what to do about your workplace. And I go into a lot of depth across all these facets of your life in the book series.
Indeed, Tim does. From the workplace to the home to the steps that you do that you might be thinking are just ordinary and innocent, but stopping those activities can make a big difference in increasing your personal safety, public places, and more importantly, how to stay safe without having to live in fear. That's the big difference, I think.
100%.
Tim gives to you.
You don't have to be paranoid. Yeah.
And not to simplify Tim's work, but it comes down to two words, I think, put together, easy to remember. Be aware, make sure you prepare. And what you'll gain from Tim's book is going to go a long way with making your life a lot more safe and those around you, too, especially if you're a parent with kids, because we talked about routines and kids. That's what child predators like to look for, too, because it makes the grabs a lot easier. And again, not to scare you, but to educate you and make you more aware. That's what Tim does with his book, Look Twice, Your Guide to Staying Safe in an Unsafe World, timbeardauthor.com. Tim, thank you for doing this work because it's helping people understand the control and the power they have for their lives. They're not meant to be victims. They're meant to be strong in the world that might not be always with them, but it doesn't have to be, they don't have to fall to it either. So thanks for the work and for being here today.
Thanks so much, Chris. I appreciate it.